The next few Mishnahs are discussing various activities which one is not allowed to do whilst standing in one domain and doing it in another domain. So in the previous Mishnah, we discussed somebody who is standing in a Rosh HaYochid and he just moves something in the Rosh HaRabim, or vice versa. And this Mishnah discusses a person urinating or spitting into another Rishus. One is not allowed to stand in a private domain and urinate into a public domain. He's not allowed to stand in a public domain and urinate into a private domain. Similarly, he's not allowed to spit into the other domain. Now, the Gemara elaborates that in most scenarios, one is only chayav for transferring something from a domain into another domain if he lifts it up from an area which was at least 4x4 tefachim and places it down into an area which is at least 4x4 tefachim. Now, in this case, the area where it's coming from is not 4x4 tefachim. The saliva or the urine does not come from an area which is at least 4x4 tefachim. But nevertheless, the Mishnah is saying that it is forbidden, and if you were to do so from one rishus into another, you would be chayav for having violated a melacha midaraisa. The reason being that the rule that it needs to come from a place which is at least 4x4 tefachim is only if that's not its designated place where it is meant to be. But if, for example, in our case where the spit comes from the mouth, so that is the place where spit and saliva emanates from. So even if it is less than 4x4 tefachim, since that is its place, you would be chayav in these cases. Rabbi Huda has a stringency, afmisha nislash rukei befiv. Even somebody whose saliva has been detached in his mouth, meaning he's gathered some saliva in his mouth, which is enough which he would usually spit out. He is not allowed to walk for 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael ad sheyorik until he spits it out. According to Yehuda, it is no longer considered to be part of your body, and it's like you're carrying something in your mouth, and so you cannot carry it for more than 4 amos, so therefore you need to spit it out before walking for 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim.